Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You, Talk Radio. We've had a very interesting session with Audrey Dinstel talking about Project Independence and the social workers that actually make the program work, along with the nurses, of course. The rest of the people are pretty much management, if you will. The real workers are those people who are the social workers. We will not spend a lot of time talking about nothing here. We're going to get right into the next segment of the show, which will be with Peter Zuckerman, councilman from District 2. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning to you. We've not had the opportunity to chat before. This is actually a little last-minute substitution for John Ryan, who his member of his family is not feeling so hot, so he's taking care of them.
Yeah, we wish him and his family the best, absolutely.
Yeah. So I thought maybe we'll start out with the basics. I know a lot of people talk about councilmen and councilwoman and town board and supervisor and so on. How do these pieces come together?
Sure, absolutely. So what happens is in the town of North Hempstead, if you think of it as a pie, you have someone who's in who's the head of that pie. That's supervisor. That's Supervisor Judy Bosworth, and she represents the entire town of North Hempstead, which is approximately 240,000 people. And then within that town of North Hempstead, there's council districts. So I represent District 2. So my district within the town of North Hempstead is the Roslyn area. So Roslyn Heights, Roslyn Harbor, East Hills, East Williston, Greenvale, Glenwood Landing, Manhasset Hills, an area in a smaller area, New Hyde Park. And that's my district. So if you looked at a map, it would almost be drawing like a boot or a shoe. So it's kind of funny. Now, each council person represents different areas. So there's Councilwoman Viviana Russell, and she represents the Westbury and Newcastle area. There's Councilwoman Lee Seaman, and she represents some of Great Neck and a lot of New Hyde Park. There's Councilwoman Anna Kaplan, and she represents the Manhasset area, some areas in Great Neck, and a little sliver of Roslyn as it borders Northern Boulevard. Then you have Councilman Angelo Ferrara. He represents a lot of New Hyde Park and Garden City Park. So as you can see, there's several council people. And each of the council districts breaks up, you know, that 240,000, 250,000 people. So we might have between 35,000 and 40,000 per in each of our districts.
Right. Now, how does that fit in with the town board? Are they the same people or different people?
So the town board is made up of all the council people,
right,
and the supervisor. So when an issue comes before us, in theory, if there was a, you know, 3-3, then the supervisor could make the deciding vote. I will tell you that our board is quite united, and for the most part, we agree on our issues. This past Tuesday, we had a board meeting, and for most of the items that were on the agenda, the board voted, and the supervisor, we all voted together. There may have been one thing where maybe one party voted differently, but if you look at, we had, say, 75 things on. Of the 75 things on, you might have seen that we all agreed on 70 of them or 68 of them.
That's a high hit rate.
Yeah, we are. We get along pretty well, and I think it really is a credit to Supervisor Judy Bosworth and all the other council people, because we have a lot of meetings before to discuss these things, and this way everyone gets their concerns and questions out there in advance.
And I, you know, personal opinion is I think the town of North Hempstead is fortunate that that's how it works, because for the most part, politicians many times get a bad name and they don't get things done. But I think for the most part in the town of North Hempstead, they do get things done.
Well, thank you very much.
Which is a refreshing approach to politics.
Well, you know what happens? You know what it is? You know, in different areas, it depends sometimes on who your political party it is. In the town of North Hempstead, I can honestly tell you that's not the way we do it. Okay, you know, I'm a Democrat and the supervisor's a Democrat and several of the council people are. But we also have two Republican council people, and I will tell you that we do not vote based on political party. We vote based on the issue. You know, what's right, and it's you know, a very important thing.
That's a refreshing position.
I think if I'm correct, and kindly correct me if I'm not, that I've seen your name posted in several areas. One of them is Clinton G. Martin, and the other one is Tully. Am I correct that your name is up on?
Yeah, what happens is all of our, on the buildings, all of our names are on. So, you know, my mother is very excited if she would see it. No, I'm just kidding. But no, what happens is all of our names are listed on a lot of these facilities. You know, it's usually, it'll say the supervisor and then list the council people, you know, below it or to the side. Happens to be with Clinton Martin or CGM, that is in my district, and we're building a beautiful pool park complex, and we're very proud, and it will be ready and on time for next summer. So we're moving and shaking, and we're very excited about that. Now Tully is an existing building and field complex. It's been around for quite some time. We're not currently doing any new construction there, although we recently replaced the elevator at Tully. We had an issue with the elevator, and we've done some work to make the pool area more suitable for everyone. So we're very excited about Tully as well. But that Tully in and of itself is not in my council district. Councilman Angelo Ferrara's district. It misses my district by like three blocks.
There'll be a dog park in Tully.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Absolutely. One of the things
Should be.
No, we are. No,
no, I know. Seriously, yeah. I walk a lot, and I walk
on the track.
Tully.
On the track, it's got a lot of
geese.
Geese is certainly a problem. Right. I think all of Nassau and Suffolk County we face. But all kidding aside, the a dog park is something that we were looking into for some time that we wanted to do. And we thought that Tully would really be the perfect place for because of the space involved and its proximity to some of the other districts. So that's where we're putting it. And, you know, we're currently taking suggestions and commentary from the public with respect to, you know, amenities they would like with respect to a dog park. You know, before I became a councilman, I was a trustee in the Incorporated Village of East Hills, and when we built that pool park facility, we built a dog park, and so I'm familiar with what is necessary for that. And believe me, it's something that's very important. We have a lot of residents that have dogs and are interested, and you need to have a nice, safe facility where everybody can congregate.
Now, let me continue on this, since we were discussing credentials this morning. What is your private background as to how you even went this path?
Sure. I went to college. I graduated from Emory University with a BA. And then after Emory University, I attended New York Law School, and I obtained the Juris Doctor, so I'm an attorney. And I've been a practicing attorney for quite some time. I have my own law firm. And
do you specialize in anything?
You know, I specialize in litigation and real estate and securities litigation. Although I have to say, my practice was I was able to do more before I became a councilman. But what happens is I was doing that, and I became involved in local government in the Incorporated Village of East Hills, where I was living, where I currently live. And I was a prosecutor in the village court at the Incorporated Village of East Hills, as well as being involved in the Nassau County Democratic Party. And I then became a trustee for the Incorporated Village of East Hills, and I was a trustee in the Incorporated Village of East Hills for about 10 years. And then after that, I became the councilman in the town of North Hempstead for District 2. I've been in office now. I'm in my fifth year already. It's hard to believe. It's gone quickly.
Wow.
So,
is a councilman's position a full-time position?
Yeah, the councilman's position is, I'm glad you asked that, it's a part-time position. Although I will say this, you know, depending upon, you know, events that are recurring, it certainly tends to take up
a lot of
my time.
Pictures with everybody, and there's a lot of events in the town.
What happens is, you know, it's supposed to be a part-time job, but it tends to take up a lot of my time, you know, and but, you know, I'm still a practicing attorney, you know, but it's more on the minority side.
Do you have to sign anything regarding, let's say, conflict of interest?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. And, you know, what happens, conflict of interest is something that's, as an attorney, it's something that I'm very, very aware of. And certainly if there's any kind of a conflict of interest, I would recuse myself. Now, if you had been to some of our board meetings, even this board meeting this past Tuesday, Councilwoman Dina DiGiorgio, she, on a particular issue, she recused herself. She actually stepped out of the room when that topic came up. And by the way, that happens a lot for all of us and the supervisor, all the council people and the supervisor, if something is a conflict for us. On the legal side, if it's something that's a conflict for me, then obviously I would not, you know, do that. But it happens a lot at the town board. You'll see on a particular issue, one of us might not be able to participate because it is a conflict. You know, someone's brother works for this company or whatever it is or something like that.
I think one of the good things is that the ethics, there's always failures, there are always problems, but overall, I believe Judy and the whole team there try to work above board in a very ethical way, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's something that's very important to all of the entire board and the supervisor. You know, transparency is something that we believe in. You know, one of the things that, started from when I took office and when this supervisor, Judy Bosworth, took office, you know, it used to be when you came to our meetings that there's a question and answer period by the public for things that are not on the agenda. And that would take place at the end of the meeting. Well, we've now switched it for quite some time now. It's in the beginning of the meeting. So say you have 50 things on the agenda, but you have a specific question about your property in New Hyde Park or in Roslyn or in Westbury or in Mineola or wherever it is, you can speak before the agenda and you don't have to wait 2 hours to be able to speak and ask your question. And I think it's something very important.
And where would you go to be part of this?
Oh, that's at our town board meetings on Plandome Road in Manhattan, 220 Plandome Road in Manhasset.
But that's for your district. Each district is different?
No, that would be for everyone's. We have pretty much every 3 weeks, we have a town board meeting. The supervisor presides over that meeting and the council people are there. And we have an agenda things that are on the agenda. But if people have questions about something in their district or in their property, they can come to that meeting and they can, before the meeting essentially starts, before the agenda items, they can talk about those things.
We are in the wind down mode here. I'm getting the high sign from Victoria. We are now going to take a break and we'll be back in a few moments.